So this kid has RSV bronchiolitis, also known as respiratory syncytial virus bronchiolitis. It's one of the most common lower respiratory tract infections in children under the age of 2 years. USMLE will generally give you a vignette where the kid's under 18 months. I've seen vignettes where the kid's 10 months. I've seen vignettes where the kid's a neonate within the first month of life. But they're going to say a kid who has bilateral wheezes or crackles and has a fever upwards of 102 or 103. And that's all they pretty much mention. And they just want you to know that it's an RNA virus. Okay, that's the answer here. It's RSV. And that you're going to do supportive care. Sometimes they just ask you for the answer in terms of management. It's just supportive care. Answers such as palivizumab, which inhibits F protein, or ribavirin, which inhibits RNA polymerase and IMP dehydrogenase. Those are almost always wrong answers. It's not to say there's not a time and place for those, such as in immunocompromised children, those born hyperpremie, or those with congenital heart and lung disease. But once again, for USMLE, just answer supportive care. These vignettes, USMLE always wants you to differentiate between RSV bracheolitis, laryngotracheobronchitis, which is croup, epiglottitis, caused by Haemophilus influenza type B, and bacterial tracheitis, classically Staph aureus. So when you see this type of vignette, it's not to say just in isolation, you see these couple lines and you say, okay, RSV bronchiolitis, like absolutely. But also you should have on your mind, okay, like this doesn't sound like epiglottitis, doesn't sound like croup, doesn't sound like tracheitis, okay? And I'll talk about those. But that's pretty much it for RSV bronchiolitis, just supportive care, RNA virus, all right? I've also seen community-acquired viral infection as an answer. Like you get the same vignette and the answer is just community-acquired viral infection. Now, laryngotracheobronchitis, which is croup, that is caused by parainfluenza virus, also known as paramyxovirus. That's also an RNA virus. Classically, you'll read in resources, seal-like barking cough. Truthfully, that's too easy of a description for USMLE. They often won't be that buzzy. You need to know that croup can present as a hoarse cough, or they'll say a horse-like stridor. They can even say it improves when the kid is brought out in the cold by one of his parents. Okay, sometimes they'll ask for the location of the pathology. They'll give you the vignette of a kid with a horse-like cough with stridor, and you're like, okay, this sounds like croup. And then the answer is larynx, okay, or subglottic. Those will just be a couple answers. Laryngotracheobronchitis, literally, like larynx, trachea, bronchi. So just that's what's inflamed, okay? So parainfluenza virus, paramyxovirus, same thing. And you can get a steeple sign on lateral neck x-rays, just a narrowing of the airway, okay? And the answer is either supportive care or nebulized racemic epinephrine. USMLE is not going to force you into a box where you have choice A, observation, choice E, nebulized racemic epinephrine. It's more a scenario where it's almost always observation. But if you're forced to pick a treatment, if they don't have observation listed, you're going to choose nebulized racemic epinephrine. Now, epiglottitis caused by Haemophilus influenza type B, classically, almost always not seen in Western countries in vaccinated kids because we obviously take care of Haemophilus influenza type B starting at 2, 4, 6 months of age. Vignette can give you an immigrant, okay? That's often synonymous with, or the USMLE is implying that the kid might not be vaccinated. So the kid will often be in respiratory distress. They can tell you that he's sitting in a tripod position, he's drooling, and the answer is you intubate. That's really, really important for this, for the USMLE, that you intubate with epiglottitis. The kid actually need not be in respiratory distress. They can tell you that he's in emergency. Neck x-ray shows a thumbprint sign, which is diagnostic for epiglottitis. They'll say he's not in respiratory distress. And the answer is you intubate. And you're like, oh, wait, I thought you were supposed to be in like respiratory distress. You don't have to be. If they throw the thumbprint sign in your face, you know it's epiglottitis. You're still going to intubate. Because if the kid is sent home, next thing you know, he's in the car. And then he goes into respiratory distress. So you're always going to intubate with epiglottitis. And after you intubate, you can give ceftriaxone, third generation cephalosporin, if the kid's over the age of 6. If under the age of 6, you give cefotaxime. and you give rifampin to close contacts. Now, bacterial tracheitis, that's kind of a weird one. They might say that there's stridor in a kid who's got a fever, who recently convalesced slash overcame an influenza infection. Staph aureus is a USMLE favorite for respiratory tract infections following influenza infection. Like if they tell you a kid just got over influenza and then has a bacterial pneumonia, answer would be Staph aureus as the organism. They tell you the kid just got over influenza, now has stridor, the answer would be bacterial tracheitis, Staph aureus. So just looking at the other answer choices here, DNA virus, that could refer to pox virus, can refer to the herpes viridae, such as EBV, CMV, HSV, could also be roseola, could be Kaposi sarcoma-like virus, could be JC polyomavirus, BK polyomavirus, lots. We could go heavy into the micro, but I think to kind of close out and stay focused here, what I want you to take home is that bronchiolitis caused by RSV is going to be wheezes or crackles bilaterally. A kid with a fever under the age of 18 months, it's an RNA virus. So be aware of RSV bronchiolitis, epiglottitis, laryngeal tracheobronchitis, and bacterial tracheitis. Once again, could give like a 90-minute presentation, all the microbiology, all the fun stuff, but hopefully that provided some value. That's it.